A popular Outcast production.
Like the legend of Phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning. Oh, hello there. I didn't see you coming. How long have you been here? I'm embarrassed. I mean, what is emotion? I've never had that before. Does not compute. Seriously though, no emotions happening here. Anywho, as usual, my directive is to tell you how to help this wonderful free podcast you know as Popular Outcasts Gaming. As a human, it is safe to assume you do most of your shopping on the internet. The next time you shop on Amazon.com, head to www.popularoutcast.com first and click the Amazon banner. If you clear your cookies before shopping, the guys at Popular Outcasts will get a little taste of what you spend. Do it now. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to Popular Outcasts Gaming. Press start to begin.
Hello.
Welcome.
Is this thing on?
Are we recording?
Hello?
Podcast? Are we the Popular Outcasts recording the podcast about gaming?
Welcome to Pog on the Go!
Yeah!
Just kidding! Just stationary.
I apologize for your having to level me out every time.
That's all
good. Because I talk in a normal voice, the top and the bottom of each episode, I...
It's all right.
No! At the top and the bottom of every episode, I gosh darn shout every time.
This guy. This jerk. So anyway, we got some gaming news.
Yeah, we had lots of gaming news.
Lots of gaming news.
Well, Bill and I both gave our feelings on E3.
We discussed E3, I think.
That was 2 days into E3, though. We'd heard from the console people, not from the game people.
Right.
Basically.
Right.
So.
The PS4, number of developers, increased from 126... to 505 after E3.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's a huge change.
Yeah, it is.
So
yeah.
I think that's kind of going to show what the developers are going for, too.
Right.
They have
Do we have those numbers for Xbox at all?
I don't.
Right.
But
yeah,
I'm sure it's not too hard to find. Gaming News is going to be a little detached today, because I. Either way, DayZ has been announced for the PS4.
Oh! Hmm.
Which is interesting because
now, is that that thing that started as a mod?
Yes.
Yes.
The Arma 2 mod.
Yeah.
Right. So apparently it's going to be a standalone game
for
the PS4.
I've heard good things.
And maybe Xbox, but so far it's only been announced for the PS4.
Oh, right. Cool.
So,
I'm very curious to see how this all plays out. Like, I don't
this
wish.
Is weird. Is it
I don't wish Microsoft any ill.
No.
But, like, if you go by the buzz, they in trouble.
Yeah. And you had a really good point, by the way.
The Pog on the Go, the 9.5 episode.
Yes, the Colons episode. really good point. Yes, this is the wave of the future. However, they're dragging people into the future that aren't quite ready yet.
Yes. Really?
Microsoft, that.
What I think that Microsoft should do is just start releasing better and better games via Xbox Live Arcade.
Right.
And then just slowly transition people into it, like PS3 is doing, like Nintendo is doing.
Exactly.
They're just kind of like, you know what? You're all doing this now.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Xbox, I've said this before.
In case people didn't listen to that episode, basically my point was digital distribution is going to be where things go. Discs are not going to be a thing anymore.
The next console, I'm pretty sure, will just be digital.
Yeah. No one expects Steam to let you trade your games in or give them to a friend.
Right.
So that's where it's all going to go.
I will say this, and I don't know how true it is, but a friend of mine got Bioshock Infinite when it came out.
Mm-hmm.
They played it, beat it in the first 24 hours, then returned it. No problems on Steam.
Which, honestly, that made me mad, because that's just kind of a jerk
move. Well, no, I agree. I don't know how they handle it, but...
Yeah.
I mean, if you really need to do it...
It might be a situation also where, like... here's a good point. Maybe. my girlfriend, she's a dog groomer. Mm-hmm. If a customer complains, no matter what, the groom's free. However, the groomer still gets paid for the groom. So it could be that they still get paid the money, basically.
Right.
We don't want that to happen.
Right. Right.
Exactly. Either way, I think it was a jerk move because he's hurting a company, one of two companies that I like a lot.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
I've expressed my opinion on how he plays games. I'm the kind of person who would keep BioShock Infinite forever. So
yeah.
I intend to. Yeah. And I haven't even started it
Mario
yet.
Kart 8 footage came out, like, apparently while we were recording episodes of another show.
Wow.
It looks awesome. It's beautiful.
I don't know. Mario Kart.
I had no idea. I can't believe you didn't like Mario Kart.
Yeah.
It's a racing game. Meh.
Oh, but it's meh. Awesome.
Dry bones. Dry bones.
Dude, it's a racing game. But...
Racing game. Mario Kart. Forza. Gran Turismo.
Oh, yeah. You're a Sonic guy.
Yeah.
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 I don't like any... You put Sonic in a cart, I don't care.
People are pretty impressed.
Sonic should be able to run faster than the cart anyway.
Sonic All-Star Transformed Racing or whatever. Yeah. People were big fans of that.
Put Sonic in the cart. Still don't care. He's in the cart. It's a racing
game.
Well,
I'm here saying that Mario Kart's good, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about 8.
Yeah.
It looks awesome. It's beautiful.
I'm surprised they've had 8.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. And are they counting, like, Super Circuit from Game Boy Advance in that?
I think they are. Like, but Madden is counting the one that released on the Apple II.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But anyway. Madden 25 comes out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Another series that I always wanted to play and never got into, The Witcher.
Yes.
Series. Looks beautiful.
Yeah.
But The Witcher 3, they've announced, has 36 endings and no load times.
Holy cow.
That's a bold claim.
Yeah.
It is a bold claim.
That's...
36 endings is, like, stress-inducing.
Yeah.
Like,
because you want to see them all.
Yeah.
Okay, get one and watch the rest on YouTube.
Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen.
That is what's going to happen.
I know that's what's going to happen when I beat BioShock. I'm going to get the good ending and then watch the bad ending on the computer.
I did the... Yeah, yeah. I've done that before.
How many endings are there in BioShock Infinite? Actually, don't tell me that. I don't want to know after I get to the
point. Honestly, I don't know what the number is.
Okay.
Ubisoft has announced that they have 3 Assassin's Creed games in development currently.
That doesn't surprise me.
No, Ubisoft is really knocking it out of the park lately.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, after 3, I'm impressed. Like, I'll play any
Assassin's not even
Creed
into the Assassin's Creed game, but I know that people really are. But
They
also do Rayman. And they do a bunch of other great games,
they
too.
Do.
Like,
yeah, they did Tomb Raider. Right?
Which was awesome.
Which was awesome. Which was awesome.
I want to play it again. Like,
Should I borrow that?
I think you'd like
it's a short one.
It's not long.
You'll dig it.
Cool.
Now,
after talking with Mike Carpenter, after I beat BioShock Infinite, I may go back and play Portal 2 again.
Yeah.
Because that's a short game, and it's a good one.
Portal 2 is a great game.
Now, we had talked via text about Oddworld.
Oh.
The new Oddworld game.
Yeah.
They have announced that Oddworld New and Tasty
will
not be on Xbox One.
Yeah, I knew that was an exclusive. That was the one
now
thing
that's
where...
that's basically just an HD remake of...
the first Oddworld.
But
it's
they
Odyssey.
Have announced a new game, haven't they? Or is that...
New and Tasty is the remake.
Okay, all right, gotcha.
Yeah. And when they said that, the only thing I posted about E3 on Facebook was Oddworld remake, I'm in.
I'm in too, because I played those so much, never beat them. I was back in the phase where I wasn't beating games because they're too hard for me.
Right.
Because it's and those games are not easy.
Oh, no, they're not easy at all. No. Hi. Oh.
Yeah.
Hello.
Great games.
I love those games. Abe just rules.
Even Munch's Odyssey, while not as good as the first two, is decent.
Yeah.
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 One have of the reasons I bought an Xbox.
Yeah.
Have you, either of you, I think we've talked about this, have you played Oddworld Stranger's Wrath?
No. I really need to get that.
You both need to. It's not even that expensive.
I hear
it looks
HD
really
remake.
Cool.
Oh.
I hear it's like Rango and Oddworld had a baby.
It is. It is. Like, it's really good, and the story is awesome.
Yeah.
There was a rumor going around for a while that got pretty big that Gears of War, the next Gears of War, was coming out on PS4.
Oh.
Apparently they have confirmed that that's not happening.
That would be
I don't know
a big deal if it were true.
I mean, I heard about that a few times and I was like, "What?" That's scary to see, if you would see a game like that leave Xbox.
That'd be very scary
that's a
for
bad sign.
Xbox.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's a bad sign.
That would be like if I don't know, say the developers of like a really big Xbox game, like Halo. Made a game that wasn't
called Destiny.
That happened. Which it looks cool.
That exclusive or is that both consoles?
No, it's both consoles.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And PC as well.
Yeah, the fact that they went from Microsoft over to
a good friend of mine from work, John Eicher, is really excited.
It
about
looks
Destiny.
Beautiful.
It looks really cool. I want to play as a bad guy.
It's like Halo and Borderlands had a baby. Is basically how he keeps describing.
Yes.
it.
Yes,
you mentioned Borderlands, and I'm in.
Yeah.
That new update comes out really soon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That looks so good.
I know.
I haven't even beat the main story. I need to get through that so we can.
Yeah.
I think that's it for the news right now. There's
a lot of news. I know. Obviously missed some things.
Yeah, I know. There is a rumor going on right now that's getting pretty popular. Have you guys heard about the Kingdom Hearts 3 rumor? About what people are assuming could happen?
No.
Because
what Disney now owns?
Sony?
Oh, yeah. Star Wars. And
Pixar, Star Wars. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Just to... I've
read multiple threads on this, and I think people have pretty much come to the conclusion that Pixar will be part of it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
But Marvel and Star Wars, they don't fit as well.
They don't.
So
they don't. But I wouldn't be surprised if...
If they pull those
Disney
punches...
Disney, what is it?
Infinite.
Oh,
Infinity.
I wouldn't
Infinity.
Be shocked.
Or,
is it Infinity? It's Disney Infinity.
I wouldn't be shocked if they start pulling characters from Star Wars and things into that.
Yeah.
Right.
That would make more sense.
Because they're already pulling in, like, pirates,
mm-hmm.
which I know is straight up Disney, but
it's
live action.
Yeah.
They're working in that style.
Yeah, make it chibi and put it in.
Yeah,
That's exactly it. So that's about all I had when it comes to, like, new stuff that hasn't really been talked about. Because you guys nailed... A lot of it.
Yeah. Well, we...
I gave my out-of-nowhere defense of the Xbox.
Which was awesome. And, like, I think you addressed it perfectly. It wasn't that we forgot to put it on. It was that you put it in a folder, like, a week before. And we were like...
Yeah, that was...
I didn't even know it was there.
Yeah.
I felt terrible about that when you were like...
Well,
you
forgot to talk for, like, what, 25 minutes
or something? Yeah, so you made it a decent... Like supplemental episode for sure.
And plug
it was good.
Podcast.
Yeah,
good.
Absolutely.
I'm pulling up video game release dates right now. I didn't put them in. Like,
while you're doing that, I want to mention something. We did talk about on the actual episode. We talked about the Plants vs. Zombies 2. It's about time.
Oh yeah.
First person shooter.
I saw some footage of that.
Crop warfare. I think
incredible.
It looks beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm. I think I might have to give this one a shot.
I'm gonna give it a shot for sure.
Yeah.
I will 100% be downloading Plants vs. Zombies 2, though.
Oh, without a doubt.
Because that's a great game.
Yeah.
And that's got, like, iOS exclusivity for a few months, doesn't it?
I believe it does, yeah.
Cool.
Let's see. June 20th, which...
What's,
I don't even know what today's date is.
That'll be last week.
That'll be last week, yeah. So, new Super Luigi Bros. U came out.
Bros? Awesome.
Bros. That's what it says. That's what it says on the website.
It's
new
brothers.
Super Luigi U.
It's Brothers. It's a shortening...
I understand that. So is Super Smash Bros. It's Brothers.
I hate when people say bros, though.
I'm sorry. That's what I've been saying since I was little.
I won't buy that right away, but I will buy that.
Yeah.
Because
have you seen the footage from that game?
It looks
awesome. So hard.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm a little butthurt right now because Bill just attacked me.
No,
my parents called it Super Mario Bros. So, like,
I
was little, that's what I used to call it.
But like, now that bro means something different.
Well, yeah, and it wasn't like that then.
Super Mario Bros.
But also, I think the title's wrong. Is it's because bros is crossed out.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep doing it. It's crossed out on...
Yeah, Mario and bros is... Crossed out and just
right.
says Luigi.
Yeah, it's Super Luigi U, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that the name?
The 28th, Deadpool comes out.
Oh.
Which, again, I'm interested, but I don't know. I'm not going to be able to... Like, I've spent too much money on games.
That will probably be once it drops to its lower price, I'll grab it.
Unless
it gets a lot of buzz. If people are like, get this now... Because I'm very hopeful for it.
Right.
I feel like we would have heard more about it.
There's a podcast that they actually record around here. They're called Sweaty Opinions. It's a gaming podcast. Actually, the lead singer of The Teeth
Oh, okay.
does does it. I think he's at E3. I was listening to one of their episodes where they're talking about
E3.
It was at E3. Yeah. Oh my God. Time travel. He was at E3 and he was talking specifically about Deadpool and how fun it was because of the fact that it's a very self-aware. It is a Deadpool game, which was the one thing
that I was really nervous about.
It could
be a mediocre game as long as they get the tone right.
Right. Exactly.
Shadows of the Damned was a game.
Shadows of the Darned.
Come on.
It was a game that came out for PS3 and Xbox, I believe, and it was really self-aware. It was really
Kumail and Emily talk about that a lot, don't they?
Yeah, by Pseudo 41, I think.
Yeah.
The Silent Hill people.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good, and it was self-aware. It wasn't a great game when it comes to like the fundamentals of gaming, but it was really well done.
Tongue-in-cheek is...
Which is how I predict Deadpool to be.
I hope it's good.
Yeah, definitely.
Game & Wario also comes out.
Right.
Yes. You that week. Again, it's a game that I want to play, but I don't know.
We'll get around to it.
Yeah, which, by the way, I thought it was Game & Wario. It's Game and
like Game
& Wario.
Watch. It's Game & Wario.
Yeah.
Yeah. Game and Wario. Let's see. I think that's about it for the rest of the month.
Yeah.
When we get into July.
We are about halfway through the month.
It's weird. You look at the list of games that are coming out, and November's not as heavy hitting as it used to be.
Right.
But that's because I think we're waiting on release dates for the new console.
Right, exactly. During that time period, that's not true.
Is November filling up again? Because last time I looked, it was pretty empty.
It's like Watch Dogs. Well, October and November are huge now. Like Watch Dogs, Assassin's Creed 4, Battlefield 4, Call of Duty Ghosts. Those are just ones that I can rattle off the top of my head. But Watch Dogs,
Arkham
is also October.
Yeah. I'm leery about getting a PlayStation 4 because they haven't announced... they've announced that whole backwards compatibility stream games from PS1 through 3, but they haven't announced a price point yet.
Right, yeah.
Which, there's no way that's going to be free.
No.
If it were part of PlayStation Plus, that would be incredible, but I
feel...
about
what's going on, right? How they're... Have we talked about it?
We missed that, yeah. In order to play multiplayer, you'll need PlayStation Plus.
Yep, but...
Which I already have, so...
Yeah.
But, like, yes, and that was one thing that always made sense with Xbox... But the fact that Netflix and your media stuff is not behind that paywall,
right?
That's why I don't have an Xbox and Xbox Live. It's not the games. It is because I couldn't watch Netflix without paying an additional $50 a year.
Right, exactly.
Is it true that Netflix will be included in PlayStation Plus? Because that's floating around.
That would be pretty great.
That's what they're talking about right now. That would be
very
cool.
That's hearsay, though.
That's hearsay. Yeah. Completely hearsay.
That would be neat. I know...
Sony has the people to do it. Like, they're in media, so...
Absolutely. The one thing that
Netflix is probably just like smiling, like, we'll just pull us around. We'll figure it out.
Oh, absolutely. I think that one thing that needs to be said is that now finally Xbox Live is saying that they're going to give you 2 free games a month, which the first ones they announced were Assassin's Creed 2 and Halo 3, which Halo 3, if you own an Xbox,
You either own Halo 3
or you already traded in because you got bored of it.
Yeah.
Like, and comparing, and I don't mean to be a jerk again about it, but Sony gives you so many great free games.
Yeah.
Saints Row the Third, Little Big Planet Karting, with the U account.
Again, put them in carts, still don't care.
Yeah, but still, it's a cool,
people like those things.
Yeah, people sure, like sometimes. Those things.
I'll accept that.
not everybody's gonna like everything that you like and dislike, you know what I mean? It's just like, they have to kind of shotgun things. And kind of spread it out a little bit.
It's like when the free app of the week on the iTunes store doesn't pertain to my interests.
I know. It's like, what are you doing here? But
Darksiders
is
free, too. That's a big one.
Yeah, Darksiders, Spec Ops The Line, Sleeping Dogs.
Spec Ops The Line always sounds like...
Deus Ex.
Yeah.
What the dancing movies.
Step Up.
Step Up.
Yeah.
Step Up The Line. That's what...
Yeah.
Sorry.
I agree. Deus Ex.
To the streets.
I can't remember what the other ones were. On the EU shop, I got Rayman Origins for free for the Vita.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? That's a great game, by the way. Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you taken to it at all?
Oh, I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. I just don't have a whole lot of time to play handhelds.
Yeah.
But I sat down for like an hour and
I'm having the problem of playing on a TV. I'm like, I almost rather have it in front of my face.
Yeah.
I sat We'll get into this soon. But I sat right in front of my TV to play The Last of Us because I wanted to be so close.
Well, that's yeah. I jog when I play games nowadays, and like I got up really early and jogged for an hour and a half and played BioShock, mm-hmm. and then I still played some more after I jogged, and I sat down and I was like, nope, and I stood in my living room in front of the TV because it's mounted high on the wall.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect yeah. for you guys.
So, like, I just stand and play because I'm used to being close and being yeah. able to see all the little things.
Yeah,
and...
exactly. Should we talk about...
What we're playing?
What we're playing? Jeff, you should just go first.
Yeah.
Well, we'll do... Mike and I
we'll
are
do Animal Crossing, we'll do the last
okay,
one.
Fair okay, fair enough.
Mike and I are playing Animal Crossing New Leaf.
Yes.
I have a different experience than Mike does because I am not the mayor of my town.
Yours is interesting, though.
My wife, Aislinn, is the mayor of our town.
Right.
And then you can have, I think, up to three other people.
I think it's four total.
Yeah. You can have up to four total people. And Animal Crossing, if you don't know you like it, it's tough to explain it. Like, it seems very much like a busy work game.
Yeah, Carpenter called it a Pennsylvania the game.
Yeah, because you fish
to
and
the untrained
catch
eye,
bugs
it makes sense.
And right. pick fruit out of trees.
But this doesn't seem any more, like, silly than Minecraft.
Well, it's... Yeah. Minecraft is it's much more like, look at this thing I did.
Right.
Like, it's a lot easier to prove.
Animal Crossing allows you to just get obsessive. Like, mm-hmm. like you start, you get a routine.
You gotta catch them all. You gotta catch all right. the kinds of fish. You gotta catch all
it's,
the kinds of bugs.
Yeah,
you gotta
it's the
catch
Pokemon them. Thing.
Yeah.
You get a routine, and you start a collection of, like, a series of furniture, mm-hmm. and you want to get the rest of it for your house, but then you're constantly searching for it.
Right.
And, a layer that I had not had previously... is this community we've started
yeah,
to build of
cool.
people who have the game and can, like, hop into each other's towns and things like that.
They really did a good job with the multiplayer.
Yes.
Basically...
Oh, it destroys your battery, though. If you're
yeah,
hosting two other people, woo!
Yeah.
There's a train station. You can either open your gates to other people to come into your town, or you
and
can
anyone
get
on your
the
friend
train.
List
yeah.
can come in.
Oh.
It's really a cool thing. And what's awesome is you start a town...
And you can also do local Wi-Fi multiplayer, too.
Oh, that's yeah. awesome. Mm-hmm.
You start a town, and one of the big differences is like each town will have a different fruit for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Like I got peaches, but Jeff and Aislinn got pears.
Yep, yeah. And Vox the Devil has apples.
Yeah,
and Kevin Siebert
from
Siebert,
Portable Power Podcast.
From the Portable Power Podcast has cherries,
yeah.
I believe.
We're waiting on a banana person, but we don't have one yet.
Oh, you can get bananas in the islands.
I
We've got
yet.
Banana trees planted.
Yeah,
so
I got coconuts
soon.
Planted and
okay.
those weird red fruits. I don't know what they are, though.
Yeah.
I can't think of their names. Either way, but those fruits that aren't in your town...
Passion fruits?
No, it's weird. I've never heard of it before.
Oh.
But either way, the fruit that you get from another town when you start growing an orchard, you can
sell
those for more bells than your
bells
own
is
town
your currency.
Fruit.
Okay.
So you can use your fruit as a trading piece with someone else.
Wow.
Because
yeah,
it's actually
they've
worth
also,
decent coin in
yeah,
their town.
They've also introduced a flea market, which is cool because, say, I have a dresser that Jeff wants.
Mm-hmm.
I can put it up for a price in the flea market. Instead of doing in the past, like, where you would drop a bag of bells and trust
mm-hmm.
the other person,
mm-hmm.
you can put it up for a price, and Jeff has to buy it for that price to get it
yeah.
out of the store.
It sounds like
that's
they took...
That's what it's for. It's for other people
yeah,
to buy it.
Other
like,
people.
I was like, this...
Town people will buy and put
okay,
things
yeah,
in
yeah.
there, but...
It sounds to me like they're using a lot of MMOs type stuff.
They are. They
yeah,
are.
Because like a lot of this sounds like Star Wars Galaxies WoW type.
The multiplayer has made it far more intriguing than it was before.
Yeah, and like you have a museum where you can fill it up with all the different bugs, and which there's a ton of them. Bugs,
yes.
fish, artwork, and like dinosaur bones,
yeah.
fossils.
You can dig up fossils.
And now like when you're completing a T-Rex, you have three pieces. If you can't find the third piece...
Also, I've got like a locker full of dinosaur bones. I need to tell you guys what they are so you guys can see if you need them.
It's awesome.
Oh,
yeah.
wow.
It's awesome. And like you could take those bones and sell them to sell your house off.
Mm-hmm. Son of a gun.
But it's fun
I really
to mess
want
around.
To buy this
it's
game
a really
now.
A good time.
You don't have a 3DS, do you?
No, I'd have to get a 3DS. Yeah. And
go to Target. They're on
sale. I've
got
a PS4
to pay
Nintendo off.
Nintendo claimed that they quadrupled their 3DS sales.
Oh, I believe
because
it.
Because of Animal Crossing.
Andrew Smith
yeah.
and Chris Rao and my other intern at Peppers bought. They all bought a 3DS this
wow.
week. This
wow.
week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Brand new.
Yeah.
and Animal Crossing.
We've yes. sold...
We need to, next time mind. We're at Mom, everybody needs to bring, sorry.
No.
Everybody needs to bring their 3DSs so we can street pass the
yeah,
heck out of everybody.
All the, and what's cool is any street pass someone, they finally have a use for this. You can get their house in your, like, street pass town, I forget what it's mm-hmm. called.
There's this little, like, it's the housing, like, showcase.
Yeah.
And basically a copy of Mike's house when, because Street Passes, when two 3DSs pass each other, they exchange information even when they're in standby mode.
Holy heck.
And this, yeah, then this, and Animal Crossing is one of the first games to really take advantage
of
this.
Yeah, it's really been kind
basically
of
a copy of his house will show up in my right. little showcase. A clone of him will be there, and any of the furniture he has in his house I can buy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's a yeah. really cool thing. So, Vox the Devil, who was just in Tokyo,
right.
yes. got tons of street passes, and there's a thing
because the game's been out for like a year there.
Yeah, yeah, and there's these fortune cookies you can buy once a day that give you these awesome Nintendo products. Mm-hmm. Like really? Kevin from Portable Power Podcast got the Majora's Mask that you can wear.
Yeah.
Oh man,
all these I got a things. Green turtle shell this morning.
And now, so did
Whoa,
I.
Whoa, that's yeah. awesome.
Oh,
there we are.
But Vox the Devil luckily got a ton of these things from getting those copies.
So if
houses.
We get his house,
yeah,
we can buy all the stuff.
We just gotta drive there.
Well, he'll make it to a Mom Nom eventually, and we'll be like, do a street
Either
pass.
Way, it's a really different experience
we could just
from
pay
the 3DS
him to come.
That I've ever received. I've never had an experience like this. With
yeah,
that.
The multiplayer-ness is... Because I played on the Wii, and I enjoyed it, but yeah. eventually it lost interest. If this community like grows and strengthens, and we're yeah. like, hey, could somebody come to my town with one of these? Yeah. Or and then like I've got some of this to trade. It's, I mean, and it does not sound interesting, but it is entertaining.
It's a good time, yeah. and it's perfect for a handheld game.
No, this sounds interesting as can be for me, because it reminds me, like I said before, with Star Wars Galaxies, because you could have your own town.
The turnips. Oh. And the turnip yeah. lady's in town. I got to buy those today.
They have a stock exchange, basically, where you buy turnips, and then throughout the week, they'll be priced at different things, and you can go and sell
you buy
your turnips.
Them, and so, like, you once on Sundays, there's a warthog that comes in the town, and you can buy turnips from them by in bundles of 10. And the stock, STALK market,
yeah.
uh-huh. Goes up and down daily. So you buy a bunch, and then you hope you watch the prices and sell them for more than you bought them for.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, yeah, it's cool. And like they have a whole set event of like. A calendar of events.
Once a month, there's a bug catching contest and a fishing contest, I believe.
Yep. And then there's all these different things. Like there's the harvest festival later
in the
fall,
year,
which is really cool. And
like
it's on a real calendar.
Oh yeah.
So you can
right.
go
also,
and
time
plan
progresses
ahead.
In real time in
yeah,
this
yeah,
game.
Yeah. So Whoa. what always was terrible for me when I was younger was I wanted to play at night, but the shops closed. Now that you're the mayor, they allow you to set ordinances.
Uh-huh.
So I just the other day applied the Night Owl ordinance, which all the shops stay open 3 hours later, mm-hmm. and all the townsfolk stay awake longer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You could do it earlier in the morning. Like, for your situation,
yeah.
you could have it open 3 hours earlier.
Oh, wow.
But, like, I know I've been catching a lot of the nighttime bugs because I'll come home from
That's
work
what I do
and
too.
Play at night. But, like, when you open the 3DS and get in your world, it is the same time in the game as it is where you are.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's
and it's the same,
crazy.
Like, seasons progress. Like, it becomes fall and winter.
Oh, my God.
Like, you won't get fruit in the winter, I'm guessing.
You don't.
Yeah. And,
But you can build snowmen.
Yeah, but you can build snowmen. And, so, like, and there are things that only happen once a day.
Yeah.
There are things that only happen once a month.
There's, like, fish and bugs that show up for an hour a day.
Yeah.
I had a tarantula wow. show up for the first time, and,
oh,
I, and
really?
I went to catch it.
Missed.
It bit me, and I woke up in my house.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was like,
Aislinn caught one of those giant moths.
Yeah, they're
the, one, the, like,
terrifying.
Freaking chest-sized
yeah,
moths.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're worth a lot.
Yes. She put it in the museum, obviously.
So, yeah, yeah. Well, we'll talk. We're nerding out now.
Okay, Last of Us?
Yes.
I really want this game.
It's
so good. Oh, wow.
It's entertaining.
So good.
Yeah.
I am so
I hooked. Almost brought my 3DS with me, so...
I thought about it, too.
We could street pass.
We will. I'm going to drive by your house when I know you're playing.
You owe me a Wiimote, so maybe you can swing by
yeah,
with
do.
It.
I do. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I can do that. The Last of Us really good.
The Last of Us.
That's probably one I'll wait for the price to drop. Not because I don't think it's good, but because I've got a lot of games to
time.
Play.
Right.
I've got to beat Bioshock and play Bioshock Infinite and play Darksiders 2
yeah.
and play Portal 2 again.
Well, you know, this is how you borrow games for PS3.
Oh my
go.
God, that was
Thank
so
you.
Great. Yeah.
There's two copies.
Yeah.
Two of us.
Yeah.
I don't mind letting you borrow. Oh, one thing about Animal Crossing. It's the first game that I bought on the eShop.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
So I
actually bought the...
I had a gift card left
oh, cool.
over. I was like, I should use this. But I've had Animal Crossing... Or I have Donkey Kong Country Returns
in the slot.
In there. And then I have Animal Crossing. So now it's like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, sorry.
Oh.
The Last of Us is
yeah.
living up to that.
This is
so
the
far.
First game that I felt... justify like I buy season passes
right
and this is the first time that I felt really justified buying a season pass, because you get a couple of upgrades, but like, it just seems like, I know after playing for a couple of hours that I want to continue playing this forever. Yeah. Like, I hope that they continue.
Awesome.
Yeah, I will replay it. Like,
good.
Immediately after.
Yeah. Are you going through on normal?
I'm going through on normal.
Me too. And it's pretty tough on normal.
It is pretty tough.
The stealth in this game is like nothing I've experienced.
Right.
It's
very good.
You actually are scared of what you're sneaking.
Yeah, because like the clickers will, like, if you can't defend yourself, there are ways that you can defend yourself from the clickers. So it is not,
they're like
necessary.
They use sonar to find you.
Yeah. It is not a one hit kill necessarily, but it can be. Like, without getting too spoilery, it's not spoilery.
No.
Game mechanics don't tend to be
right. There's points where you have to sneak past these guys, and you can craft shivs. Shivs are one use to start out with. You can apparently create better ones that will last two uses.
Right.
But here's the thing: in order to, like, the only way that you can actually kill a clicker,
$10.99 for the golden shiv.
Right. Nothing like that yet, thank goodness. If you get attacked head on from a clicker, if you have a shiv, you can kill them. Here's the thing that I've noticed. One, you can only carry three.
Yeah.
Three of everything.
Oy.
Okay. Second, good luck finding three of everything when you need it. Like, literally, I have been scouring every inch.
I mean, it's post-apocalyptic.
Yeah. Like, you have to find scissors.
Of the United States.
Yeah. You have to find scissors and tape, basically, in order to make
a
shift.
And ammunition is not super easy to come by. So no. You're not going to go in guns blazing. You're going to be like, okay, I have six shots.
Yeah.
For who knows how long.
Right.
Do I use it now or do I save it?
More about the game I'm playing and have been for 2 months. BioShock, I've been very, very super conservative about ammo and even whatnot. Until, like, just recently when they start throwing, like, waves of freaking spider splicers at me.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm like, no! Shotgun.
Absolutely.
And I'm just like, I've got no ammo anymore. Like,
yeah.
I like that feeling, though.
Yeah.
I like that they... I'm going to use the phrase. It's not Call of Duty. It's
it's incredibly, like, you have to plan. I mean, like, you pick up a
then
brick,
like, you empty your wallet to buy more.
Right.
Like, in BioShock, anyway.
Yeah. In this game, there is no buying more.
Yeah.
You run
there
into a situation.
Clown-faced vending machines that sell bullets.
Believe it or not,
the
no.
The Circus of Values.
The Circus of Values.
Those things scare me every time because you just turn a corner and you're like, ah.
Yeah, I hated that. But the way that they make it, I mean, like, here's another great example. Mm-hmm. In order to make a Molotov cocktail, you need the exact same stuff that you would make to heal yourself.
Yeah.
So you choose. Yeah. It's real. They make you think about what you're doing. I am getting the guide for this game. Like, and I don't buy guides.
I've often thought about getting the guide for Animal Crossing too. This is the first two games where I'm like,
there's a lot of.
I just go to the IGN wiki. Well, the IGN wikis are like my new guides.
But Jeff, with the deluxe guide for The Last of Us, you get a Firefly pendant. The Fireflies are like the rebel group.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how it looks. It looks as pretty as it did the first trailer I saw.
Yeah.
Like, cutscenes usually get dumbed down whenever the game releases. This one didn't.
No. And it's compelling, and it's great storytelling, and I love it. I absolutely love it.
Like we said, well, we didn't mention on this one, the first 10 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. I cried in the first 10 minutes of this game.
Wow.
It's
really emotionally driven.
Yeah. I don't want to give the spoiler.
No, we won't. But like... The first 10 minutes will sell
you. We're way too close to the release to give any spoilers.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
I mean, it's not a spoiler. You know that the game's going to get kicked off on a good foot.
Right.
Like, the first 10 minutes are just so intense. And
is it like the setup for basically the apocalypse?
It's
or?
A good... Yeah. It's,
yeah. Yeah.
Don't go any further.
I'm not. I'm just saying, like...
It's just good.
I dare you to play it and not want to keep playing.
Yeah, exactly.
Sweet. Because I don't... really think anyone could stop playing that.
Yeah, right.
Unless it was too intense for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or too real.
Yeah. It's no surprise that it's getting perfect score after
it
perfect
score. It is getting perfect scores.
The only people who are... I went on Metacritic and read reviews, and it seems like people are giving it poor scores just to bring the score down, which is lame. Metacritic sucks
anyway.
But at
this rate, and I played BioShock Infinite.
Yeah.
This might be my game of the year already.
Yeah.
And I'm not that far in.
Yeah. I can't believe it.
BioShock Infinite.
Like I said in the episode of the Popular Outcast you'll hear next week, that this game has had more buzz than any I've seen in a long time.
Oh, absolutely.
And BioShock Infinite had a lot of buzz, but like this is like a cultural event.
Yeah.
Like
it's
a game changer.
Yeah. When you're running through a warehouse full of bad guys, you know, and by full I mean like six, and
that's full enough.
Yeah, and they come up to you, and I'm talking about the hunters, like human bad guys. If you're just carrying a brick, which you can use bricks to beat the crap out of people, which I love.
Yeah.
You hit them a couple of times, but here's the problem: you hit them a couple of times, and the brick falls apart. So you got to go find another brick. But like if you walk up, if they see you and they see you have a brick, they're going to come after you. But if they see that you have a gun, they're going to hide and try to shoot you.
Yeah.
So like their play style depends on you. The AI depends
on
what you're doing.
AI. This year has been really impressive for AI, especially when it comes to people on your side.
Right.
No one gets in your way.
Right.
No matter who is with you, no one gets in your way.
The only problem that I ran into was when I was trying to get down a hallway. and Ellie was like, there was no room to move.
Yeah.
So, Ellie Page?
Yes, Ellie Page.
I didn't even realize her name was so close to...
Yeah. Well, it was supposed to be Ellen Page.
Now it's the girl who cries about Captain America and the Avengers. It's the girl who's on TV. That's who plays her voice.
Sweet.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
There was one last thing that I had about that. Just play it.
Yeah.
Just play it. It's so cool. Yeah, definitely.
Worth the money.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And on that note, Animal Crossing and The Last of Us.
Yeah. Two great games. Worth your dollars.
Who's going to do it?
Whip, whip.